did not practice. Ty, Cody, and Owen Daniels, okay? Limited in practice were Ryan Harris, Omar, DeMarcus, Evan, Lou, and then full participants were James Casey, DT, and Peyton. So, I miss anybody? I think I'm okay. Okay. All right, guys, go ahead.
Just a Veterans Day off for Owen Daniels or something?
Yeah. Yeah, we did the same thing last week on Thursday. Just trying to monitor him the right way. You know, he's a 10-year guy and obviously playing a lot of snaps for us, trying to monitor him. Yeah.
What's going on with Ryan? Does he?
You know what? We're just trying to give some of these veteran guys, some break. Ryan took portions of practice, like the end of practice, the beginning of practice, but the padded part of practice he did not take. So that's where that came from.
Any questions for the coach?
Where is Ty's progress at this point?
I think it's good. You know, I think the last 2 days have been steps in the right direction. Obviously, tomorrow we have no pads on. I would hope that we get some reps out of him tomorrow. We'll see. But I would say that today was better than yesterday, so we're heading in the right direction. But it's been good.
So he is working with Luke right now?
Yeah, he did not take any practice reps, obviously, but he's with the walkthroughs. He's with the team. He's with, you know, he's as close as he can be to being back out there.
Would you suit him if he's only a backup, or would you prefer to wait until he's ready to play significant snaps?
I'm a believer every week you give it everything you have, you know. I mean, you have to make some decisions on guys, you know, sometimes. But, I mean, he's our best, and if he's capable of going, we want him out there. So, but we also are never going to put anybody in a position that we don't think they can, you know, contribute. So we'll see where he's at tomorrow.
Here, you like the depth of your team. I know – is the decision going to be hard to add Derek to the roster format?
Yeah, it is tough, you know, so that's something we got to talk about. But obviously Derek has practiced well. Derek looks like himself, and we know how Derek can help this team. So, you know, it's a nice problem to have. But, yeah, it's something that will have to be addressed between now and the weekend.
You're not going to limit yourself by saying it's got to be position for position.
We'll just do what's best for the team. You know, obviously we got to look at all our everything we got going on with our football team right now, and you know, we're a little nicked up in the offensive line, got some things going on. So you know, defensive line, we're very healthy and got some good players there. So we'll just have to take a look at our team, but we'll do everything we can to hang on to all our good players and guys we think continue to help us.
Coach, what do you see from Khalil Mack, and what do you need to focus on protection wise with a player like him?
Well, the biggest thing, you know, hopefully you're not protecting against him all day. I mean, if you get behind this team and you're throwing the ball every down with those two edges, you're going to be in trouble. It's kind of like playing against our guys. So, you know, a heck of a player and very versatile. They play him, you know, a lot of places when they get the nickel and stuff like that. So, but we got our work cut out for us, you know, probably as good a two-edge players as we played all year long.
I know yesterday CJ said he thinks part of the issue is he's letting frustration get to him. Is that something you've seen?
I don't see that. He's always smiling, you know, so I guess I don't know his frustration. There's frustration in football. I mean, it's part of what we do for a living. You're out there battling. Everybody wants to be successful. Everybody wants to get 100 yards, catch 10 balls, have 5 sacks, you know, but the other team plays too. So you got to, you know, you got to stay focused on your job. And if it's not going good, you know, be man enough, committed enough to make it better. And when it is going good, probably shouldn't listen very much and just keep going. So that's part of being a pro.
Coach, have you been surprised how good Brandon Marshall has been with the injury and how fast he's moving off?
You know, I'm not really not, because I knew what type of player he was. I mean, obviously we had to bring him along the right way, and I've said over and over again, give Greek credit. He did a great job with those two players, having a plan for them. But he's so smart, and I think Reggie's just a fine football coach, does a great job with him. So I'm not surprised he's playing so well. I mean, he's a hell of a player.
I know you haven't been a part of this record road streak in the division, but winning road games in the division really seems like that's a way to really take control of a division.
Yeah, that's obviously early in the season, if you're on the road in your division, you find ways to get victories. You know, it sure sets up the back end of the season nicely, you know, with people coming to your place. So, you know, it's another big game, you know, and they've been playing well. And, you know, it's only week 5. You know, we're talking about a season-long commitment yesterday as a team, and it seems like we've been going for about 15, 20 weeks, but we haven't. You know, it's week 5, so we just need to stay focused on trying to be as good a football team as we can be this weekend.
Coach, Ryan, you got that big run around the edge, mm-hmm. and CJ got the catch on the edge. Is there an effort, you think, to get the backs of ball in space and whatnot?
Yeah, you know, you would love – you want all your playmakers to touch the ball. You know, I mean, that's there's only so many to go around. It all depends how you're getting players, but I mean, how you're getting played. But yeah, I mean, you want all those guys to have an opportunity. And you know, they accounted for a lot of offense last weekend when you take the rushing yardage and the catch that CJ makes on the first play of the game. You know, so but they're very capable of that. And DT continues to make plays. You know, I want to get 10 more involved. You know, that's important. I think he's a heck of a playmaker for our team. So that's something you're always concerned about.